Judge rules unsealing of Jeffrey Epstein associates, accountability is coming. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 19, 2023. A federal judge ruled this week that court documents will be unsealed in early 2024, making the names of convicted sexual abuser Jeffrey Epstein's associates known, prompting Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, to warn that accountability is coming. The order to unseal these court documents by Manhattan Judge Loretta Preska will publicize the names of over 170 associates of Epstein's. According to the New York Post, the decision is connected to the since-settled defamation lawsuit that Epstein accuser Virginia Roberts Giuffre brought against the convicted pedophile's madam, Ghislaine Maxwell, back in 2015. Maxwell was convicted in 2021. Some of those Jane and John Does in the court documents, however, will remain anonymous due to the fact that they were underaged victims of sexual abuse, whose names if revealed would disclose sensitive information regarding an alleged minor victim of sexual abuse who has not spoken publicly and who has maintained his or her privacy. Sen. Blackburn has long called for accountability on this front. The names of over 170 of Jeffrey Epstein's high-profile associates are to be released in the first week of 2024. Accountability is coming, she warned. She has continually demanded the release of Epstein's flight logs as well, recently blasting Senator Dick Durbin, DEAL, for denying her request to subpoena Epstein's flight logs. Watch, Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced, Epstein victim says apology rang hollow. Doubt it, Senator Durbin blocked my request to subpoena Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. What are Democrats trying to hide? Blackburn asked. Days ago, Blackburn cited a new report, alleging that Epstein never stopped trafficking women. The American people deserve transparency, the Tennessee senator wrote. We must subpoena and release the flight logs. Meanwhile, controligarch Bill Gates has continued to downplay his connections to the convicted sex trafficker, particularly amid the latest bombshell report in the Wall Street Journal, revealing that Gates was pictured in 2014 with a victim of Epstein's. As Breitbart News reported, the journal reported that Epstein took his private jet to Seattle, Washington, to visit Gates at his office. Epstein brought with him a Polish model Gates had met a few months earlier. This interaction happened after Epstein pleaded guilty in 2008 to soliciting and procuring a minor for prostitution. A spokesperson for Gates said that he did not interact with the model when she visited his offices. According to the model, Epstein promised her a job with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Related, watch, Jeffrey Epstein, censorship, and China. Marlowe details LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman's dark ties. During an interview with Tucker Carlson in August, former President Donald Trump, replying to a question from Carlson, said it is possible that Epstein was killed in his prison cell in 2019. Many still speculate that Epstein did not commit suicide. Oh, sure. It's possible. I mean, I don't really believe, I think he probably committed suicide, Trump said. I would say that he did, but there are those people. There are many people, I think you're one of them. But a lot of people think that he was killed, Trump continued. Certainly, it wasn't well done. They had no cameras, they had no anything, everybody was sleeping. And you know, a case could be made, the former president added. Look, I'm not gonna get involved in it, but I can tell you. A case could be made either way, but it certainly wasn't the most well-run place.